world class manufacturing, chapter number 15, and the name of the chapter is supplier relationships. No corporation needs to be convinced that in today's scale driven technology intensive global economy, partnerships are the supply chain's lifeblood. Companies, especially in developed economies, buy more components and services from suppliers than they used to earlier. Businesses are increasingly relying on their suppliers to reduce costs, to improve quality, and to develop new processes and products faster than their rivals or vendors can. In fact, some organizations have started to evaluate whether they must continue to assemble products themselves or whether they can outsource production entirely. The issue isn't where companies should turn their arm's length relationship with suppliers into close partnerships, but how. Experts agree that American corporations, like their Japanese rivals, should build supplier kairetsu. What is kairetsu? Close-knit networks of vendors that continuously learn, improve, and prosper with their parent companies. New word, supplier kairetsu, which means close-knit networks of vendors that continuously learn, improve, and prosper with their parent companies. By the turn of the millennium, that is in 2001, two additional factors made criteria in supplier relations. Cost was the main criteria. Lower cost, the supplier was selected. Companies were more easily able to source globally, notably from China, and you know, obviously, they jumped to the conclusion that immediate benefits of low wage costs outweighed the long-term benefits of investing in relationship. Second, the development and spread of internet-based technologies allowed companies to get suppliers to compete on cost more efficiently and more brutally than earlier. So cost was the criteria. Having witnessed the American automakers' abject failure to create kairetsu, most Western companies doubt they can replicate the model outside the culture and society of Japan. Having witnessed the American automakers' abject failure to create kairetsu, most Western companies doubt they can replicate the model outside the culture and society of Japan. Kairetsu. Contrary to the belief of the Japanese supplier, partnering model is alive, well and flourishing, not just in Japan, but also in North America. During the past decade, $160 billion Toyota and $75 billion Honda have struck remarkable partnership with some of the same suppliers that are at loggerheads with the big three and have created latter-day kairetsu across Canada, US, and Mexico. Toyota and Honda have managed to replicate in an alien Western culture the same kind of supplier webs they built in Japan. Consequently, they enjoy the best supplier relations in the country, best supplier relations in the industry, have the fastest product development processes, and reduce cost and improve quality year on year continuously. According to several academic papers, Toyota and Honda brought down the manufacturing costs of the Camry and the Accord by about 25% during 1990s. This diagram shows how the two companies have appeared at the top of surveys by J.D. Power and Associates and consumer reports on initial quality and long-term durability. Average number of vehicles sold in North America in a year were 2.1 million Toyota and Lexus, and Honda and Acura 1.6 million. Manufactured in North America plants 60% and Honda Acura were 80%. Sourced parts from North American suppliers 70% to 80% of cost of making each automobile. 70% to 80%. Definition: a commitment over an extended time to work together to the mutual benefit of parties, sharing relevant information and the risks and rewards of the relationship. These relationships require a clear understanding of expectations, open communication and information exchange, mutual trust, and a common direction for the future. Managing people is vitally important to building a collaborative customer-supplier relationship. Technology offers opportunities for increased visibility and speed of information sharing. In order to maintain pace with today's increased competition, larger organizations are becoming more dependent on suppliers. Outsourcing has become a way of life at many companies as they are looking towards suppliers for solutions. There are varying definitions of collaboration and supplier development. Though there are similarities between the definitions, each definition covers something that the others do not. Partnership sourcing is defined as where customers and suppliers develop such a close and long-term relationship that the two work together as partners. It is not philanthropy. The aim is to secure the best possible commercial advantage. That means both the parties must make profits. The principle is that teamwork is better than combat. Partnership sourcing works because both parties have an interest in each other's success. Very important. Both parties have an interest in each other's success, financially also. Collaboration is defined as the process by which partners adopt a high level of purposeful cooperation to maintain a trading relationship over time. The relationship is bilateral. Both parties have the power to shape its nature and future direction over time. Mutual commitment to the future and a balanced power relationship are essential to the process. While collaborative relationships are not devoid of conflict, they include mechanisms for managing conflict built into the relationship. Supplier development is defined as a bilateral effort by both the buying and supplying organizations to jointly improve the supplier's performance and capabilities in one or more of the following areas: cost, quality, delivery, time to market, technology, environmental responsibility, and managerial capability and financial capability. Financial viability. The above can be understood very clearly from the study of how and why the Japanese manufacturers are ahead of the American automobile companies. After studying Toyota's and Honda's partnering model, with it was found that the two companies used different tools but had created similar methodology. The six distinct steps are: understand how their suppliers work, turn supplier rivalry into opportunity, supervise their vendors, develop the supplier's technical capabilities, share information intensively but selectively, conduct joint improvement activities. Vision, mission, and goals of supplier. Vision is the supplier's partnership helps in providing economic value to the supply chain through strategic action and engagement. Mission, SPs members, that is supplier partnership members, work together to improve value throughout the supply chain. SP provides the forum for small, mid-sized and large suppliers to work to learn from each other and share best practices while also providing economic value. Goals. By working cooperatively within the supply chain, companies of all sizes can achieve real improvements while providing value to the participants. Provide a mechanism where suppliers through the relationship developed in SP can collect and share information, data, and knowledge on ways to improve their performance. Develop specific tools, reports, or documents that address the vision, mission, and needs of the organization. Sustaining partnerships. Supplier relationship management strategies should emphasize compliance, conduct, strategic financing. The relationship between a supplier and buyer can be complex because each party wants to maximize its time, its resources, and cash investment. What's required to sustain a mutually beneficial relationship is an understanding of each other's business needs. For example, everybody wants to make profits. That doesn't mean driving for the lowest possible price with no regard for the true expense incurred. Yes, but rather recognizing that the success of one partner helps the success of the other. Both have to make success. Win-win situation for both the parties. The success of one partner helps the success of the other. Underline, very, very important. To develop and maintain a positive supplier-buyer relationship, manufacturers should regularly address compliance, conduct, and strategic financing concerns with their supply chain partners. Following are the guidelines to building a successful partnership. First is compliance. It is important that you know with whom you are conducting business. That means knowing your customer, knowing your supplier, and their suppliers and customers. There are multiple standards to accomplish the screening of restricted parties, including subscribing to the issued lists and their corresponding updates directly. Many importers follow the best practice of screening all their suppliers, both domestically and internationally. By adopting such procedures, a company sends the message to its partners and the government that it is serious about compliance and takes responsibility for supply chain security. In the past years, global legislative bodies and governments have introduced changes to trade regulations that impact supply chain operations, revised classification standards, tighter export controls, and new environmental packaging requirements. Safeguarding the environment is now a global concern. USA's wood packaging norms, European Union's REACH initiative, REACH, REACH initiative, and China, SHS program, China ROHS program, have gained momentum. It is critical for suppliers to follow the regulations. After compliance comes the conduct. Suppliers for larger organizations are subject to more rigorous review than ever. Companies are more in tune with social responsibility. They are cognizant of its presence or lack of the present throughout the supply chain and need to ensure goods are sourced from suppliers that are fulfilling their codes of conduct and maintaining their own level of financial, environmental, and social responsibility. Very important. To protect its interest, a company should scrutinize potential suppliers' practices. Review could start with a questionnaire concerning the company's business practices, employee benefit information and facility information. Insight can be gained through a site visit also, interviewing a selection of the company's employees. The chosen supplier is then placed on the probation for a given time frame until they have proven themselves to be an ethical, conscientious, and compliant member of the organization's supply chain. Schedule periodic audits also. Then, strategic finance. While the buyer is looking to get a fair price, the supplier has to ensure he is covering costs and, of course, making profits. Many buyers and importers report that price is just one factor in the negotiation. Quality is a huge factor, and they appreciate knowing they can demand a lot from the supplier and it will be delivered. This relationship extends to the payment terms. For an international shipment, the goods are typically paid for well before they arrive at the final destination. Days are tied up in international transportation as well as the journey through the inland transport, the distribution center, and the retail stock room before finally getting to the shelf and being purchased by the end customers. Consequently, the importer has weeks or months of cash outlay prior to selling the goods, leading more importers to look for payment alternatives and extended terms. Alternative payment methods could include changing from a traditional letter of credit to a private label letter of credit or open account payment process or cash against documents, CAD, as the relationship matures and payment terms of 30 or 45 or 60 days for local suppliers. Reasons for partnership. An organization or customer purchases its requirements, raw materials, components and services from supplier. Better supplier's quality leads to better product's quality. A partnership between customer and supplier is one of the ways, one of the keys to obtaining high quality products and services. Customers and suppliers have the same goal to satisfy the end user. They must work together as partners to maximize the return on investment, that is ROI, because they have limited resources. Partnering is a long-term commitment between two or more organizations for the purpose of achieving specific business goals and objectives. Reasons for partnership: quality, timely delivery, just-in-time concept, practice of continuous process improvement, quality assurance systems like ISO 9001, etc. Increase efficiency and effectiveness, lower cost, increase opportunity for innovation. The three key elements of partnering are long-term commitment, trust, and shared vision. Reasons for partnership. Long-term commitment between supplier and buyer is very crucial, and it helps both the organizations, definitely. Long-term commitment provides the needed environment for both parties to work towards continuous improvement. Total organization involvement is necessary. Each party contributes to its unique strengths to the process. A supplier may only take risks in long-term commitment. Dependency appears as a natural consequence in a long-term commitment. It is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of strength of the relationship and is necessary for competitive advantage. Trust for sustainable relationship. Trust is an important factor. It helps in many ways. The strength of partnering is based on fairness and parity. Trust enables the resources, knowledge of each partner to be combined to eliminate an adversarial relationship. Mutual trust forms the basis for strong working relationship. Open and frequent communication avoids misdirection, disputes, and strengthens the relationship. The parties may share or integrate resources such as training activities, administrative systems, and equipment. Shared vision. It is the responsibility of buying organization to involve suppliers in their business. Sharing a vision with each other. Both buyer and supplier are definitely benefited thereby. Following are the requirements for sharing. Each of the partnering organizations must understand the need to satisfy the final customer. There should be an open and candid exchange of needs and expectations. Shared objectives and goals ensure a common direction aligned with each party's mission. Partners must understand each other's business so that equitable decisions are made. These decisions must be formulated and implemented as a team. Principles of customer-supplier relations. Following principles are very important for mutually beneficial and sustainable relationship. Both the customer and supplier are fully responsible for the control of the quality. Very clear. Both the customer and supplier should be independent of each other and respect each other's independence. The customer is responsible for providing the supplier with clear and sufficient requirements so that the supplier can know exactly what to produce. Both the customer and the supplier should enter a contract with respect to quality, quantity, price, delivery method, and terms of payments. The supplier is responsible for providing the quality that will satisfy the customer and submitting necessary related documents as per the customer's needs. Product quality evaluation methods should be decided by the mutual consent of both the parties. Amicable settlement of disputes between customer and supplier should be established in the contract. Continuous information exchange will improve the product or service quality. To maintain an amicable relationship, both the parties should do procurement, production, and inventory planning. Best interest of the end user should be considered while doing business transactions. Sourcing, selection, and rating of suppliers is important from long-term relation point of view. Sourcing. There are three types of sourcing. Organization is forced to use only one supplier. Technical specifications, patents, raw material location, etc. cause this kind of sourcing. Partnering a consequence to benefit the end user. Multiple sourcing, two or more suppliers for an item are used. Competition will result in better quality, lower costs, and better service. It eliminates disruption of supply due to strikes, etc. single sourcing a planned decision by the organization to select only one supplier for an item from several sources available. Only one supplier. So we were discussing, organization is forced to use only one supplier, multiple sourcing, single sourcing. Advantages for the organizations to include reduced cost, complete accountability, supplier loyalty, partnering, and a better and end product with less variability. Advantages for the supplier include new business from the customer, reduced cost of the business, and production processes. It has allowed organizations to reduce their supplier base. Supplier selection. Following are the conditions for the selection and evaluation of suppliers. Supplier knows management policy of the organization, stable management system of supplier, respected by others. Supplier has the capability of dealing with the technological innovations. Supplier can supply material meeting quality specifications. Supplier has the capability to meet the amount of production. The supplier is easily accessible in terms of transparency and communication. The supplier is sincere in implementing the contract provisions. The supplier has an effective quality system like ISO 9001 and improvement program. The supplier has a track record of customer satisfaction and organization credibility. These conditions go beyond evaluating a supplier on the basis of quality, on the basis of price, and delivery. Supplier rating. Supplier rating is very effective measure of communicating his performance over a period of time, generally 1 year. This brings clarity between supplier and customer about each other's expectations from each other. Supplier rating system is based on quality, delivery, and other added services. The objectives of a rating system are to obtain an overall rating of supplier performance, to ensure communication with suppliers in the areas of quality, service, delivery, and other desired measures, to provide supplier with a detailed and factual record of problems for corrective action, and to enhance the relationship between the customer and the supplier. Supplier certification. American Society of Quality Control, ASQC, has developed following certification criteria. Customer and supplier shall have agreed on specifications which are mutually developed, justifiable, and not ambiguous at all. Supplier shall have no product-related lot rejection for significant period of time. Supplier shall have no non-product-related rejections for stated period of time. Supplier shall have no negative non-product-related incidents for a stated period of time. Supplier shall have a fully documented quality system like ISO 9000. Supplier shall have successfully passed an on-site system evaluation. Supplier must make inspections and tests such as laboratory results and SPC are used. Supplier is able to timely provide inspection and test data. Occasionally, it may be necessary to decertify a supplier as a result of a major problem with him. Benefits of certifications include customer-supplier partnership, direct shipment to stock, ship to stock, reduction of supplier numbers to a manageable level. Potential pitfalls. Following potential pitfalls are likely to affect relationship and must be taken care of before entering in the relationship. Fear of unknown, starting early, poor communication, impatience, mistrust, over-dependency, time and resources. Benefits of partnership. Expanded recognition in variety of media and events throughout a calendar year. Being a supplier partner, it will increase awareness of the company, elevate the corporate image, enhance the reputation as a company dedicated to positive development of the industry. To summarize, a partnership can give suppliers greater visibility into how you operate, enabling you and your suppliers to collaborate by reducing costs, improving service and quality, and even innovating. Investing in a partnership allows companies to have visibility and recognition throughout the calendar year. By providing 365 days of visibility, company will have more opportunities to be recognized by owners and employees at all the levels. Definition of supplier partnership is a commitment over an extended time to work together to the mutual benefit of parties, sharing relevant information and the risks and rewards of the relationship. These relationships require a clear understanding of expectations, open communication and information exchange, mutual trust and a common direction for the future. The key reasons of partnership are long-term commitment, trust, and shared vision. Thank you.